My name is Scott and I'm an alcoholic. I want to say this, that brother right there, you know, tears almost come to my eyes because the doctors told him he was going to die twice 5 years ago. And he hurt every day. He hurting now. He hurt now. He might have to get his hat and roll up out of here, but he come for it, man. He don't put no conditions on staying sober. And that's where we all find out what we got when things ain't going our way. You know, because when things is going my way, I can give you good advice. Hey, but when the script get flipped, we'll find out what we got, won't we? Now, I'd like to thank everybody in this room. I got 19 years sober, and I'm damn proud of it. Damn proud of it. But somebody said, time don't matter, lose it. Lose it, and see how much it matters. Because if it wasn't for the time that you stayed around here, we wouldn't get nothing else. The time that we stayed sober. I see a whole lot of people, Scotty, John, the reluctant drunk back. He used to come over to the fellowship home and I'd be sitting over there hating my guts, him and Mel. I said, what the hell they want to do with us? See, that's how newcomers think, ain't it? We sit in the back and when the prayer's over, we run out. Can't wait to get out. You know, because this disease going to want to make you hate your guts. Ain't that right, Tyrone? See, that brother right there, he had two heart attacks in the same day, had cancer on his kidney, and he's still shaking. Ain't took a drink. Huh? That's what this is about, ain't it? Hey, this program says we'll be restored to sanity, right? It didn't tell me I was going to get that BMW out there. It didn't tell me I was going to have a pretty woman. Hey, it said I was going to be restored to what? When it come to alcohol, I was going to be restored to sanity. Because sometimes, man, like today, I was planning this stuff. I had to speak to two times in one day, and I'm telling you, it was just out of pure ignorance. It wasn't because I don't write nothing down, and I think I'm brilliant, and it run into each other. So you know how we plan and everything. I'm going to plan this out. Couldn't get to sleep to 4 o'clock this morning. Then when I finally got to sleep, of all the days they want to work on the cable outside my house, it was Saturday morning. And I was wanting to strangle that guy. And he worked for about an hour and I hadn't had but about 2 hours of sleep. And as soon as I laid down, my brother-in-law come over there and say, man, my TV's messed up. You want to help me? And I'm tell you what my first thought was. I want to kill you. But y'all done taught me to go against my first thoughts. Now, I can't do that every time. But I went over and helped him with his TV, and I felt better, felt good. You know, I like liquor, man. I'm going to tell you, if I hadn't liked it so much, man, I'd probably still be a virgin. Because I was scared to death, too, you know. See, the way I felt on the inside, I needed something to help me negotiate life. See, I was full of fear, didn't have no backbone, and I remember when I took that first drink of liquor, that all changed. I mean, right there on the spot. Boom! It's like I was living in black and white, and when I took that first drink, it changed my perception. Everything was in color, you know what I mean? It was in color, man. I say, man, I got it going on now. I ain't skinny no more. My teeth ain't crooked. They done straightened out. I ain't scared of nobody, bro. Only problem was, they say, I only got one problem. See, my mind and my emotions say, if one make you feel good, then two will make you feel better. And then if two make you feel good, I reckon three's all right. And then on that 15th one, huh, what I was drinking it for done switched on me. See, I was drinking it for you to stay around. Right now I'm running you off. I was drinking it to be the life of the party. Now they throwing me out. Hey, this is one word I guarantee you every word body in here just about done heard.
get out.
You ever heard that word?
Get out.
And let me add this one just in case you might not have.
And don't come back.
Huh? Man, I tell you, man, it's good to be alive and it's good to get sober while you're living. Kind of hard to get sober while you're dead, I tell you. Hey, and I'm glad to be in the land of the living, and I'm glad to know y'all people in here. See, everything I spit from this podium, 99% of it come from people in Alcoholics Anonymous. You understand what I'm saying? It's the voices of AA, the experience of AA that helped me live this life. And the, hey, that's good and bad, you know? That's good and bad. But I tell you what, man, when I hit the door up in here, my life was nothing. I had no meaning on the inside. I didn't feel like I had a purpose. And I used to look around, I say, see, I was one of them alcoholics. I was hard at it. Some of y'all don't have to go, you don't have to lose what I had to lose, but I had to run it to the end, because as long as I thought I had one more person to con or one more ounce, I wasn't going to do this. I wasn't going to do this, man. I had to become homeless to believe I was alcoholic. See, I believed alcoholics was homeless. So guess what? When I got homeless, I was like, I'm an alcoholic. So I used to come down to Unity, and I see people with cars. I say, he ain't an alcoholic. And I hear people, they say, man, I ain't never had a DUI, but I've been sober 5 years. I say, he ain't no alcoholic. See, I didn't know what an alcoholic was, but I damn sure wasn't one. Now, you know you sick when you don't know what something is, but you ain't one, right? So I didn't know what an alcoholic was, but I ain't one. I ain't one. And I'm going to tell you, I remember that first drink after that, I got this obsession with that feeling. You know what I mean? I had to have it, man. Because every time it wore off, I was left with me. And I didn't like me. And I didn't know I didn't like me. And I was always like a chameleon. I'd do anything for you to like me. I'd be a speed bump, let you roll over me. Huh? Then blow up on your ass when it. Then you standing all confused talking about why he do that. See, you didn't know I was acting to get my way, and then when I didn't get it, right? I got tired of being a speed bump. Huh? Don't you know who I am? I heard a brother say we like actors who want to run the whole show, right? So if 99% of it's going right and one ain't, that's all I'm going to focus on. Why is Jack chewing that gum like that? He ain't doing it right. You know, I know how you, when I get real sick, I know how people ought to be chewing gum. I know what people ought to be doing. Some of y'all sitting in here right now know what I ought to be doing. And you know you ought to be up here instead of me. Because you could do it better. And you're still in treatment. How do I know that? Because that's what I did. I was in treatment, and the people would come in to teach the class, and I'd say, man, they don't know what they talking about. They ought to let me come up here, because I know how to run and direct the show. What's wrong with them? Don't they recognize who I am? But I ain't doing it, been doing it for 20 years, and I just got through sleeping behind a damn food line. But I know how it ought to be going. I'm wiping my ass with somebody else toilet paper thinking I'm running something. Huh? Oh, Jim Williams say we the only people don't understand why the people we hate don't love us. That's an alcoholic. So I always took them drinks, man, and look, when you got this obsession and this craving like I had, y'all remember them days, just like it said in the doctor's opinion, it said they go on the well-known stages of what? Spree. You ever been on a spree and you wake up, you say, your man, here's the lie. I done worked hard all week. Gave her $50. She ought to appreciate that. Made 450, but she ought to appreciate that. Now I'm going to go up here to this liquor house and tell them I gave her 450, and I ain't got but 50, and she ain't bought no groceries. And my mind would say, you just going to get a half a pint, and you're going to go home. And my mind would con me, and I, here was the lie. That was the lie. I'd get me a half a pint, and I'd drink it, and my body say, you ain't going no damn. You best be sitting here till you get enough. But I never could get enough. I mean, when you can't get enough and you keep trying to get enough, you're going to have some problems, ain't you? So I'd go on the well-known stages of a spree, and contrary to popular belief, get through it and with the firm resolve. Y'all remember that firm resolve? Not to do it again. In other words, I didn't want to do it again. I wasn't drinking because I was wanting to do it again. Because I had done told myself I wasn't going to do it again. Mean it. Didn't you mean it? Didn't you mean it? When you know, when we really mean it, boy, you walk around the house and people be on eggshells. You know what I mean? You be cussing out the ashtray. You know what I mean? Bed spread. Then fly go past and you knock out the window. You know, we call that sobriety. See, I done been on some sobriety, man. It's hell, boy. You need a damn drink when you come off of that. See, my problem was and always will be between drinks. I got 19 years, and my problem is still what I'm going to do between a drink. Because between a drink was when I was dangerous as hell. Because I'd be done come off one of them sprees, and I say, you ain't going to do that no more. And I get to feeling guilty. Huh? I get to feeling guilty. Boy, you know you shouldn't have did that. Then I'd get to feeling sorry for myself. And then my mind would say, you know what can take care of this. Then I say, you know you ain't going to drink but a pint like you did the last time. I always put it like this, the way we lie to ourselves, before we take the drink, not after. See, I thought insanity was the stuff you do while you're drinking. What normal people, if that my brother-in-law, I've seen him drink two beers one time, he ain't like me. And he said, I need to quit. And I ain't never said that while it was in me. He said, I need to quit. And his hair was all over his head and he was acting all funny. Hey, look, nah, man. He was doing some stoop, start frying eggs at 5 o'clock. And he quit with two beers. And I always put it like if I was boxing Mike Tyson. And he whooped my butt the first time, right? It's just like boxing liquor, right? I say, you know, I know why he beat me that time. See, I had the wrong trainer. If I get a different trainer, this time it's going to be different. Now, he knocked me out in the 10th round the last time. This time he going to do it in 9. And I go home and I say, I know what it was. See, I had the wrong uniform on. If I get me some purple pants with some, you know, look like Sugar Ray Leonard, I'm going to take him this time. Now he done hooked me in the 6th round. Getting worse, ain't it? It's a progressive illness, right? The craving gets stronger the older you get, and I found that out. And then I say, I know what it is. See, we did it in Las Vegas. I'm going to move the site of the fight to New York. And this time is going to be different. Huh? And then one day you just kind of figured out, man, like Bill Wilson said, he said quicksand was all around. I'm drowning, man. Believing my own lie. One day you figured out, you know, Mike Tyson, in that area of my life, he's my master. And I remember the day when I seen liquor was my master, man. Huh? Then I roll up in AA talking about I ain't never had no high power. Shit. Huh? You ever called a liquor store to see if they had any liquor? Huh? You ever called a 7-Eleven to see if they had any Mad Dog? I didn't, because I had faith. Huh? I had faith. Can't come in here to me. I ain't never had no faith. I ain't never believed in nothing. Huh? Yeah, the book say we got faith in the wrong thing. See, I had some bad directions. And man always got me caught up with somebody else telling me how to live, managing my life. And I still thought I was running. You ever been in jail? This is the way we do. You know we're real intelligent. Now, when you in jail trying to tell somebody else how to get out... You might be crazy, huh? Or when they call you, you make a call home in jail and you say, wait till I get out and I'm going to straighten that mess up. And you the damn man. You might be crazy when it comes to alcohol. That word crazy, insane, man, it make people run, don't it? See, really, the only people that use it now these days is us and lawyers. A defense lawyer. See, they're trying to get somebody up off the hook, right? And see, we were so insane. I know I was so insane when I was out there, right? All the excuses I used for drinking, I didn't never was stupid enough to tell no judge that stuff. Was you? Huh? I'd go up before the judge and the judge say, what'd you do this time? And I say, well, I went home and she hadn't cooked. I got pissed off and got drunk. Or they stop you for a DUI like they got me and you say, why did you drink this time? And you say, man, I'm going to tell you, if my grandma hadn't treated me like that. See, society done got wise, though. That's why they got all them treatment centers. Huh? We still think we be rolling up in the treatment center. I know, if you ever notice in them treatment centers, y'all, they let the ones that's really crazy walk around free. And the alcoholics and the addicts, they watch them. You ever notice that? Hey, when I was in treatment, we needed a damn leader to go eat. But we running something, right? I'm running something. Need a leader to go get some damn ice cream, but I can think good now that I ain't drinking. That's the way I thought. Ain't you get sober and say, that's the biggest damn lie it is. I got 3 days off of the island, did it for 20 years. If that poison didn't affect my brain. Damn, I can think good now. I'm leaving treatment. I got it now. And I remember I used to come in and out of AA and they give me a book. I said, man, I like that book. I read it last night. Here you go. You can have it. I got that part right in there and I don't need you no more. And then I run back and forth in and out of AA trying to prove that I was different from y'all and got my ass kicked to the frazzle. You understand what I'm saying? Hey, I got my ass kicked to the frazzle. And if you don't like me cussing, we ain't here to be good because we ain't no saints. And I definitely ain't one. They all dead anyway, and I definitely don't want to be dead. I come into Alcoholics Anonymous, and it says it right then. It hit me in the eyes. It said, there are those two. Who are incapable of being honest with themselves, but that ain't me. That ain't me. You know, I used to get drunk and till I had a job and go for a week acting like I had a job, but I can be honest with myself. Believe it, too. For a few of them mornings, I was almost at work. So I realized, damn, I ain't got no job. Few of them times they fired me. You ever made yourself have a check? They done paid me. I'm out here. I'm sure enough rolling now. And I remember cussing the woman out, trying to make myself have an extra check. But I don't lie to me. I can run my life. See, I always thought with these emotions. I didn't feel like doing it. I wasn't gonna do it. Huh? If I didn't feel like, I don't feel like going to a meeting tonight. Let me see, the Wild Wild West is on. About 2 days later, I'm in the damn Wild Wild West. And I ain't the hero. You know, I don't feel like reading that book. No, I don't feel like doing that, you know. First off, when they told me to buy one, it didn't cost about $5 and something back then. I went off. Why the hell you think I'm going to spend my $6 on a book? But I done spent $250,000 killing myself. But I can't buy six. That ought to told me something right then. Then they said, get a sponsor. Oh, here come my other problem. You ain't going to tell me what the hell to do. I'm a man. Only thing wrong with my childhood, I stayed in it too damn long. I'm 28 years old still thinking like a child. Still trying to rearrange life to suit me, and people didn't go for it. Because, see, my family got tired of me. My own mama said, boy, long as you stay black, don't never come on my house. And I figured out I was going to stay black a long damn time. So it was, unless I changed, it was going to be a long time before I went to her house. Now, when your mama, who ain't never harmed a head on in your life, tell you don't come over to a house, you best be doing some looking. When your son, who can see the truth and you can't, roll up on you and knock a beer out of your hand every time he see it, because he know how you act and he ain't but three, you might want to start thinking about it, because I did. I didn't quit, though, because I couldn't. When you can't quit and you can't stop, you screwed, man. When you killing yourself with your mind and your body killing you, you screwed. That's what I want to tell you, newcomer. Y'all screwed. They didn't tell me like that, but y'all screwed, man. You screwed. They told me and Eugene and all them, I thank God for them and Vincent. They told me your ass is going to die. Because you are in a hopeless state of mind and body. That them obsessions is running your life. That if you don't get with this, then you're going to have to get with that. And if a whole lot of people didn't get with that, ain't coming back. Mm-hmm. And we be hollering it out, keep coming back. It's Tommy coming back, Tyrone. We found him in a bed with maggots in him. Because he wasn't going to get with this. So he got with that. Floyd, he hit a damn $10 rock, man, and blowed his heart out. He ain't coming back up in here. See, I was mad because I was in a treatment center, man. Couldn't even see God was saving my damn life. I was mad every time I went to jail, and they took better care of me than I took care of myself. They made sure I ate on time. Hey, could take a shower, And I get right out of there and run and destroy myself and be sitting on the corner telling the boss, man, they didn't treat me right. They ain't treat me right. Don't know them times I was in jail, I probably would have died, the grace of God, saving my life. When I was in that treatment center, that was God talking to me saying, hey, slow down. Hey, three strikes, your ass might be up out of here. This is it, brother. This is it. This is it. This is the last chance you get. See, I believe that for me. Whether you believe that for you, I believe it for me. See, I don't know what's going to happen to me if I roll back out of here, and you don't either. People said to me, say, man, I know if I go back out there. No, you don't. Could you imagine? I can't even damn halfway imagine living. I was damn near dead when I got in here bleeding out of my butt. Let me show you how my man lied on that. I wipe my butt and look at it and it be red. I say, you must have ate some tomatoes. Had big knots of pores and swelling up on my head, and I weighed about 135 pounds. Malnutrition. Ain't eating right. Teeth about to fall out. Take a drink. Billy D. Billy D. Williams. In the house. In the house. And I'm telling you, you know, it's true, ain't it? So I come rolled up in Winston, man. I got with some people that were serious about this, and they used to tip flat out, they still do. Man, why don't you get with this, because you can have a life. Why don't you, because you don't feel like you can have a life when you first, you don't feel, I said, man, it ain't no way. I used to see this guy in the halfway house, he'd come down the steps smiling. I say, what the hell wrong with him? I'm going to have to watch him. I know he's drinking something. It ain't no way. And I would, too. I'd be trying to smell him. And I never forget this brother, George. We was in, I had about 2 months. I still thought y'all were going to show me how to drink. Successfully. And I remember sitting in the meeting, somebody, I forget who, he said, man, ride with me to Greensboro. I say, boy, man, this is it right here. This is it. I'm going to drink now. And we got over there and he was speaking. I was mad as hell, man. I was hot, man. I started thinking, man, these people serious, man. They ain't really joking. They is really happy. Not all the time, but they dealing with life. They dealing with either whichever way it come down, they dealing with it. And they don't have to drink. And they ain't insane. You know what I mean? And I watch them reconnect with their families. And I say, man, I want that because, see, that's what I was concerned about. I say, man, how am I going to raise my son? How am I going to raise? Man, I'm incapable. I remember when he was born, my man say, boy, when you have him, you're going to straighten up. And the day they had him, I was so damn full of fear, I got worse. Because I didn't know how to be a daddy. I ain't had no daddy. How you be a daddy? I wasn't going to tell you I didn't know, so I just acted it out with my solution. Scared the hell out of me. How the hell you? What do you tell him? I can't even tell me how I'm going to tell him. Man, people start, I start, my direction start changing in here. I start having some hope. You know, I was a ninth grade dropout. Start going back to school. Hey, I'm going to tell you, man, keeping some money in your pocket. I remember when I used to say, man, I wish that I could buy a damn soda, man. You understand me? I ain't say no car, no house. I said a soda. I couldn't even buy a soda, man. I'd be walking around, my lips be all white. Couldn't even buy a soda, man. I remember when I could go buy a soda, man, and enjoy a soda. Cause I remember telling this guy, I say, what I'm going to drink now? And he said, you ever tried water? Start going up there picking my son up. Little things, man, awake you up. I remember his mama giving me $20. $20. Man, I couldn't believe that, man. She said, here, go take him to get a haircut. You sure? I scared you. You sure? You giving me $20? You giving me $20? And she gave me the $20. I took him to get a haircut. remember looking at me, man. It wasn't so bad. Your mind will tell you these fourth and fifth steps is going to kill you. I'm going to tell you what's going to kill you, not doing it. How many people in here done did a fourth and fifth step? I guarantee you, if I go around, they got double digits. They rolling, man. Huh? They the ones up in here smiling. Huh? They the ones up in here living. Huh? And your mind will tell you, man, I can't do that. It'll kill me. No, not doing it'll kill you. And I done seen it do it. I done seen people die because they failed to enlarge their spiritual life. I done seen people die because they say, man, I don't believe in doing no inventory. Well, how the hell you know what's wrong with you? I didn't until you see it. If I don't know how I'm screwing me, I'm going to keep screwing me, and I'm going to take you with me. I'm going to give me hell, give you hell, and I'm going to be in hell. Sober. Sober. And man, hey, getting up there to, says in the fifth step, it says, we going to get a new attitude with our Creator. Hey, I couldn't wrap my head around no loving God to save my life, man. How you going to wrap your head around this concept of loving God? But I seen what my problem was. See, in the book it says he's our director. I wanted to direct him. I wanted to tell him who ought to die, who ought to live. See, when my sister died, see, it's all right for your sister to die, but not mine. But guess what? She messed up my theory about being here forever. Because I'm going to die too. And I hope the hell is sober. Huh? I hope it's sober. You know. Man, I got to that eighth and ninth step. Don't never run around here talking about you like doing God's will. And you ain't done no eighth and ninth step. And you ain't paid that money back. And you ain't went to them people and told them your side and clear your joke. Because I remember telling my sponsor, man, I love doing God's will. This is awesome. Love it. Spiritual. Spiritual giant. What Dennis called it, spiritual giantness. I'm spiritual. Yes. You ready to go do them amen? You ready to go tell your cousin you're going to give him that money back? The one that was going to kill you. You ready to sit down with your mama and look her in her face and say it ain't her fault? You ready to take your boy and his sister that used to run to one corner of the house scared and grin at your ass and tell them you love them and it was you and not them? Tell your mama, it ain't the way you raised me, mama. You know, it's just that I like getting high. It's just that damn simple. I like the effect produced by alcohol. And guess what? I like the effect produced by the steps. Or else I wouldn't be here. I like the effect of my mama respecting me. I like the effect of her being able to go to bed at night and that when the siren go off, it ain't me. I like the effect of my son bringing me two shirts down the house, say, Daddy, I got you something. I like the effect of watching him play football. He plays semi-pro. I like the effect that effect when he look at me and wink like that. I like the effect of when I'm sitting in here crazy as hell, one of y'all AAs will bring it down so simple to me, I say, damn. I like the effect produce when I get hooked up in the morning, when we wake up, we say, I ain't got the right house, the right money, the right job. Where is she at? And when you get up, you got the right house and the right money, and you got everything is right. I like the effect produced like that. And that's why I love Alcoholics Anonymous. And I can tell you this right now, if I hear anybody in here, I don't give a damn how big you is, say something about it, you're going to hear from me. This guy named Tom Brady, some of y'all remember old Tom. I met him about four times. This guy was something. Tom said he was sponsoring this guy, and the guy started going to church. Ain't nothing wrong with church, because guess what? I work for a ministry, and it's in the book. It says, be quick to see where religion is right. I was always quick to see where religion was wrong. Quick. Tom said a guy got to missing and he got drunk. And he called him one night and said, man, I'm drunk. He said, well, why are you drunk? He said, man, I thought y'all, them people in AA did too much cussing. They was profane. Tom said, well, where they at? He said, I reckon they sober. He said, see, you don't even understand what profanity is. Profanity is when you defile something that God created to help people. When you judge something that God created, you are profane. Ain't that something? Huh? See, the God I serve, we his kind of people. Huh? That's who we hang out with, man. The lost. The one in darkness. That's who we roll with, man. Hey, but we can't get nothing from them until we humble enough to say, help me. Help me. And most time, if you don't ready for this, you got to get humiliated to get humble. You really do. If you hard-headed as we are, if you're hard-headed as we are, hey, soon as Zeta said no smoking, I got pissed off. You know what? She ain't talking about me. I'm the speaker. Still don't like somebody telling me what to do, but I don't have to act out on it and be a fool about it because she was telling the truth. Some people don't smoke, and we don't need to be killing them. But if you ain't got a sponsor, they talk about sponsorship. How many people here sponsor people? Look at that. Look at that. Hey, God in the midst of you. I'm going to tell you the biggest mistake you can make like I made. Help, it's going to be me and God. I hate their asses, but me and God, we're going to really, huh? We really going to do this thing. I hate y'all, but I love God. Me and God gonna do this. Well, the design is God, me, and you, and that's why I'm standing here today, because life gonna chew off some big lumps. My sister died here about 3 or 4 years ago. Man, that was a lump. You understand me? That was a lump. Me and her got real close, man. That was a lump, brother. And to sit and watch somebody die, and you ain't got nothing for it. I didn't want to drink one time. You know what she said? Boy, you better not drink. She done seen the results of this thing. You know what I mean? Was able to go help and take care of and sit with her, man. I couldn't have done that, not drinking. I mean drinking. I got me a BMW. I'm going to tell you a little story about that. You think I'm bragging? I ain't. I got it through an AA member. And I always wanted a BMW, right? I had spent so much money in this other car that I was damn broke. I had $46. And I was in here talking about it. And my man was kind and gracious enough to say, hey, man, I know where I can help you get it. He didn't give me no money. He just pointed me in the right direction. You see what I'm saying? And I got a damn BMW and didn't put a quarter on it. Now, did I plan that? No. Do I like it? Yeah. Huh? You understand what I'm saying? I just had a wreck that hurt my back, and I done got more help from people in AA than I have from my doctor. They done had to say, man, let me tell you what to do. Huh? Don't do this. Do that. Ain't that awesome, man? Ain't that awesome? I always got to tell this story because I love to laugh, man. I didn't laugh for half of my life. I'd be damned if I'm a roll through here sad. What they called it up in the book, man, glum lot, sitting up in the meeting. I'm so grateful. Look like you want to kill your damn self. Trying to convince your damn self. I done did it too. I'm so grateful. You know. What old David from Georgia say, if you so damn grateful, tell your face. So we ain't believing that shit, do you do? Hey, this old guy, his name was a little bit more. And that's what we got, the disease of more. Ain't nothing ever enough till we get God. And I believe that. Just like my buddy Grissom say, doctors told me I was going to die twice. And I'm still here 5 years later. I'm going to tell you what he did. He called me, he called me a couple weeks ago. You got to go in the hospital here for an operation. And he told me, say, man, this guy, he was kind of hot. He said, this guy from the bank called me, talking about I can't get no credit. Well, I done paid my car. He had 19 cars drinking. 19. He was telling me the other night that they were so bad, he'd get out and take a piss and get back in and look back and the grass would be on fire. Let me tell you this. Me and him kind of got a little sick together. We done made the man this and made the man that. You know how we can get sick sometimes together. We done made the man this and made the man that. And he called me back about that evening. He said, you know what, Scott? He said, I called that man and told him, man, look, God done took care of me because I seen him make it off $20 for 3 years, a month. He asked me for some money one time. And he say, I called that man and told him my whole life story. And he told me to come down here and get in the damn amount of money I want. Can you believe that, man? I can. A lot of other people in here can, because we've been in them spots, ain't we? But a little bit more had tried everything. He smoked banana pills to try to fix himself. He put all kind of band-aids on his emotions, on his brain. Hey, trying to kill them thoughts, hey, them voices that alcohol used to kill, and he wasn't working. So he goes over to this guru, and the guru, he said, Mr. Guru, I have always heard that you the man, and you know how to fix me. So the guru say, this is what you do, man. He said, I want you to go to AA, the one of them 12-step program, because you're crazy as hell, and get you a relationship with whatever high power you can call a high power. Don't do it with a dough knob, because we done tow off them dough knobs before. I tow up those cars. Get you one with some people up in them rooms with a sponsor, home group. Clean house and help other people. My man said, that don't work. I tried that, man, about 5 times for 5 weeks. My man said, that's okay. I tell you what, you got any money? He said, yeah. He said, give me all your money and I'll tell you how to really get it. He gave him his money. He said, go back to America, get naked around American birch tree and run around it 5 times and spit on your foot. My man said, I knew you had the answer. He said, thank God for people like you. And he walked off. And the old guru looked up in there and say, see, God, they'll buy all this bullshit and they won't even take the truth for free. Thank you.